Hi, it's me and I'm Joe, and this is the All Arrangement World Podcast, episode 120.
The real 120.
Last time was a fake out.
Gotcha.
I see what's happening here. I'm Chad.
And I'm Jeff B.
Watch it till it stops. We will love until it's not. I'm a killing spree and white.
Always mode.
Suppose we should have written down like movies and games and
don't
TV
read
and
my
stuff.
Fucking list. Don't read my fucking
mean?
List.
I mean, I did some of that stuff, but
news came out.
Okay, well we'll do that after then.
Okay,
I'm glad you guys have content. I don't have anything.
I'm just hoping we can remember it off
got
the cuff.
News, feedback, and then the feature top.
You're doing feature last.
I'm just saying we have those three.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Which one do you want to do first?
Let's go feature last.
Feature last. All right, okay. I'm down.
All right, Jay, what do you got?
I'm going to go feedback first.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about games. Oh, feedback.
You guys see the site?
No.
No?
What'd you do to it?
Are you serious?
No, Zach gave us good feedback. Like, he took the time. He put 10.
On the website?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Get on it.
All right, I got to check this out right now.
All
right,
so I got it written down.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so Zach said that he thoroughly enjoyed our last episode, which I was glad to hear.
Oh, that's good.
He's got to give Dan props, which is unfortunate, because he's not here.
Does he say why, though?
Whiplash is an excellent choice.
Thanks, man.
Basically, because he put Whiplash on his list.
What were we talking about? Top
10
movies? Are you
fucking serious? Dan took that?
No, that was Chad.
God damn, I was taken again. Maybe. Like, even happens to people outside of the fucking group.
Everyone,
holy shit! I put it on. God damn it!
Yeah, Whiplash made it.
Actually,
on there
twice. He said we have the same voice, so maybe.
Yeah,
you and Dan don't have the same voice though.
But he thinks we do.
Imagine
Chad
thought,
put it on his list. Damn it, Zach!
I wonder if he knows the difference.
I don't know. Right now, I'm really
like,
cracked.
Is this Dan talking right now?
Why is my voice so cracked right now?
You're fucking sick right now. I can.
I'm getting
smell
it
in your.
I think
sound.
Something was in my fucking food.
Oh, the poo, for sure.
Yeah.
What's, you got
E. coli. I didn't order this. Oh, don't worry. Let me take it back for
so
you.
So this guy orders fucking cheese dip, and then the cheese dip comes out, and he's like, I ordered chili cheese fries.
That's what I ordered.
No, you didn't.
I'll take some free chili cheese fries, please.
She gave me free chili cheese fries afterwards.
You were kind of a dick about it, too.
No,
I was a dick about it.
Well, you have to be, right? You're either a dick or a complete retard.
I'm not eating that shit. That looks like fucking garbage. I'm not paying $7 for that.
That doesn't look good. I ordered something else. Hold on. Let me look at the menu.
You expect You expect me to pay $7 for that? Take it back.
I paid $5 for, like, the same thing, but with another little tray of dip.
Well.
Red Robin's losing us as loyal customers.
Yeah, it's the worst place.
We're moving on next time.
Okay. Well, awesome. So I'm glad he enjoyed the show.
He gave us the top 10.
Yeah, okay. I'm into it.
So I'll run through it, okay? Blood Diamond, which we didn't have. Lee Was Amazing.
Another Leo movie.
The Accent, The Adventure.
The Accent is horrible. Yeah. And I believe that's why I haven't gone back.
Yeah.
But actually, I really do want to watch Blood Diamond. It's on Netflix. So you know what? I'm going to watch it tonight.
The movie and the extra affection for movies based on... Oh, he has an extra affection for movies based in Africa.
Why?
Unexplained. What does that mean? Why?
I like it.
You secretly...
Extra affection for movies.
In Africa.
Oh, you know what, Zach? Watch fucking Don Cheadle. Is that movie...
Rwanda?
Rwanda. Hotel Rwanda. That's in Africa, right?
It's Rwanda.
You have to explain that, though. That was just a weird thing to say otherwise.
Tropic Thunder. Ghost in the Darkness. You ever see that? Came out more than 10 years ago.
Is that Keanu Reeves and Michael Douglas?
Oh, it's got Marc-Andre... And Michael Douglas in it.
Oh, shit.
Val Kilmer?
Oh, yeah, it's not Keanu Reeves, it's fucking Val Kilmer.
No, it's really bad. But it was filmed in Africa.
I thought you had headphones in.
No, I was pumping tunes.
Sweater tunes?
Alright.
That's just the hipsters who plug their fucking strings into their... That's an awesome idea. There's sweaters that are like that?
They have sweaters at, like, Marshalls and shit that have... In these, like, little strings that hang down from the sweater, you put them in, and they're headphones, and you just...
That's awesome.
But they're shitty headphones. If you could, like...
It's like something out of a future movie.
Bluetooth rings just grow on your neck, and they just unplug.
What?
The guy at my work wears them all day long. It's just like a ring that goes around.
Is this
around.
The same dickhead that doesn't listen
no,
to
No, it's the guy I like.
He's not listening to you because he's pumping fucking Bluetooth headphones.
Yeah.
That's cool. Pretty neat.
It yeah. is pretty neat.
I'll buy those.
Bluetooth technology is not where it needs to be, though.
It's working its way there.
Yeah, it's
like,
getting there.
I still like a good wire. Everyone's wearing the shit around their neck.
Constantly. There's another technology I was like, oh, fucking the internet. Why is it so shady? Why is it so like, dark oh, code? It's not working. Unplug it, plug it back in. Like, we haven't figured that shit out yet? It's the fucking internet. No, I don't know. It's down.
That was funny. I seen two...
My internet's down. What? Is this fucking cable TV? Yeah. Get out of here.
Unplug it, plug it back in.
And then it works and everyone's okay with it.
I seen two people yesterday, two girls, like high school, walking down the street with giant fucking Beats headphones on. Like wearing them, not around their neck, wearing them and talking to one another. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, that's so stupid.
Kids these days.
Go honestly, on, that's one of the things.
So that's
the kids
list.
These days.
Well, Blood Diamond is his number 10?
No, yeah, 10. My kid has a phone. And
this guy's an asshole, man.
Peppa Pig on his phone. And then he's got a fucking Paw Patrol on TV. And it's just like, he's watching both at the same time, and we're yelling at him at the same time. I'm thinking, like...
Max calls the Wii tablet his... Or the Wii... what is that thing called? The gamepad is his tablet.
Yeah?
Yeah, he watches fucking... He watches YouTube all day. You know what That's he okay. watches? Kinder Egg unboxing videos.
Yeah, doesn't too.
What?
Loves it.
That's ridiculous.
What the fuck? How old are they?
It's just
two?
People watching... Max is three.
Big Hero 6 is another one where they open Big Hero 6 stuff. But Kinder Eggs as well.
Buddy, there's another thing.
I'm sorry, like, they search YouTube?
No, there's no way they search. They just push the buttons, right? Well, he doesn't
Desmond
spell
talks
it out.
To it.
He says fucking
okay,
Kinder
Okay, Google. And then he says Big Hero 6. Or he says Itsy Bitsy Spider. And like one
are
in
you
10
fucking
times
serious?
It picks it up. Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Oh,
what
my
just
God.
Happened? Oh, that light went out. Yeah, Max watches unboxing videos for probably 6 hours a day. No, I'm just kidding. He doesn't do that. But he would if we didn't fucking intervene.
Yeah, you gotta intervene. At that
one
point.
Kinder Egg opened up after another. It's only when, like, it's, you know, it is for a shorter period of time. Like maybe 20 minutes,
who
half an hour.
Who posts that and thinks people are gonna watch this?
Buddy, there's so many fucking events. Videos on YouTube. Like, it was like, hey, welcome to Truckville. And it's just like a guy at a public park with a sandbox full of trucks and he plays with them. Oh, we're going to bury it in sand. And fucking Max eats that shit up.
Give him a fucking truck. Let him go bury it himself.
He's got his own trucks, man. Oh, don't judge me.
I'm not judging
no,
you.
Like
I'm not
time.
Judging it. She's not getting an iPad.
Buddy, fuck. It happens, man. It just comes.
Unplugged.
It's like, shut up and take this.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself.
Max watches... Well, whatever. I'm not going to talk about the
same thing. I wasn't judging you.
Just you were.
Say, no.
You should be.
That's just, it's crazy.
It'll happen to you.
It's crazy that they do that.
And there's nothing really wrong with it. I'm like, oh, he's engaged. That's okay. I mean, all I'm doing is cooking dinner and cleaning the house. Am I going to send him in the fucking backyard?
Yeah,
no,
true.
I think it's good. What I'm starting to question now is, he has the TV and this going on, and like, there's just so much...
His eyes are
going
to get stimulation. Unattached.
Like, okay, we did this...
Detached.
We're doing this sports package thing where he goes to a place and he plays with other kids. Like, every week is a new sport.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a good idea, but, like, everyone else is so much more disciplined than Desmond is. Desmond's all over the place. They're setting up cones to, like, oh, you shoot from the cones, that. He's like, cones, cones! And he picks up the cones and he's stacking them and shit. I'm like, Desmond, focus. Like, stop, put the ball down, kick the ball. And he's just... Scatterbrain. Like that. I feel like my kid has ADD, and it could be his age. You know, it could be he doesn't have enough interaction with other kids. But
he could just be creative.
Could be.
God.
Like here's three things and what to do with them. He's like, well, you know what? I'm going to take the same three things and do whatever I want with them. Could be an engineer.
Either way, I feel like two screens is too much. One screen at a time.
Two screens is the future, dude.
It is.
One controller, one fucking display.
I'm two or three screens, man. I got my phone, I got my side TV, and I got whatever Emily's watching.
I'm always on at least two. Well, no, that's not true. But yeah, if I'm watching something, and I'm not into it, like boom, phone comes out, and it's like I'll get through this.
Ding.
Yeah, sure. I'll chat with my buddies in real time while I watch this movie.
Movie sucks.
It's three.
Hashtag still sucks.
Okay, so let me get through this list. Okay?
Yeah, get it through it.
Tropic Thunder, which actually was a pretty good movie. Wanted to put this higher, but so much quality, it was hard. One of my favorite comedies in a while.
Tropic Thunder is good.
It is actually pretty good.
Can you either make that light stay on or turn other things on?
What color do you want?
I feel like it's gotten nighttime.
I
don't care about color. I just need to be able to see.
Brown.
Brown.
You want a brown light?
I want a brown light.
It's that poo. It's the poo in your brain.
Oh.
White is fine. I just make it not turn off every now and then. Excuse me.
The yellow is kind of brown.
That's good.
Nope. There.
White.
One back.
That's good.
Two back, three back, five. There.
White is good. Just make sure it stays on. All right, get through this list. Thanks, TJ.
Number 8, Shutter Island. Gets better.
Good for him.
Multiple watches. Plus, the end is perfectly ambiguous and up to interpretation.
Smart, no, it's man. Not.
No, it's he's fucking crazy. That's all there is to it.
It's his words?
That movie is notoriously known for, like, you find out the ending and then you watch it again.
Yeah.
So it's not ambiguous. Well, okay.
Is he crazy? No, he's crazy. I think that was...
Sorry, anyway. Zach.
Everybody knows he's nuts.
I'm really happy that you listened to the show, Zach. Okay, I'm playing the character that makes fun of everyone, but I dig it.
Yeah.
Go on.
You don't have to worry about hurting Zach's feelings.
Oh, that's
Zach good. Knows. Drive.
That's so.
Love the story. Love the silent protagonist. I completely disagree.
I like the silent protagonist.
Joe completely agrees. Social Network. I like the director's work a lot, and especially this movie, plus the soundtrack.
The soundtrack is top-notch, and if Zodiac would have had Trent Reznor on it, it would be one of the best movies in the last 10 years, but it doesn't.
Look out. Okay.
It's got the shitty score, which it just drags forever.
I watched Source Code again this week.
Assassin's Creed, the movie.
Really?
It was like, it was way worse than the first time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Number 5, The Illusionist. Better than The Prestige.
Much Whoa.
Better. Better acted. Better story. I can't believe it didn't get a mention. For sure, the advertisement dollars were behind Prestige more.
I would say the opposite. Yeah. Edward Norton.
The Illusionist was all over the place. I remember like...
Yeah, Edward Norton and then fucking Jessica Biel.
I remember seeing The Prestige and thinking like, oh, it's that stupid Norton movie.
They were the yeah. same movie.
Yeah.
They were the same movie at Only the same time. Only one was time. Good. Yeah. Oh, God, I don't want to go see fucking Justin Bieber's girlfriend's... What's his name?
Ed Norton.
No, Bieber? Justin Timberlake dated that girl.
Biel?
Yeah.
Biel's having Timberlake babies right now.
I think she's Hideo Kojima.
Come on.
She's a fox, dude.
Something wrong with you. Dark Knight, number 4. What
Thank
a movie.
You. Thank
the
you.
The best Batman with the best villain. Enough said.
I can't believe okay. you fucking Easy. Assholes yeah, didn't relax. Like it that much. It's the best movie of all time. The last 10 years.
Okay. Departed. What a gritty, excellent movie. This is one.
Here we go.
And The Illusionist. Are the ones too excited? Is it just possible? How do we don't have awards? Blah, blah, blah.
Departed was so good. Dark Knight was so good.
He's basically agreeing that Leo is somehow at the top of all his movies. Number 2, Interstellar.
Amazing.
Went in blind and the movie shocked and inspired me.
Okay,
best soundtrack
hold on
in the
a second.
10 years.
Best soundtrack.
The whole movie was
say number 1 and then I have something to say.
Every way. Whiplash.
Whiplash, nice.
Oh.
Favorite movie of all time. He recommended it. I watched it because of Zach. I saw no flaws in this movie.
The main character is nothing. He has no depth.
Where did I put...
Why does he like playing the drums?
Beginning to end.
They don't tell you why he likes playing the drums, how he got so good.
Gives me goosebumps every time.
They don't need to. It's just about his dream of becoming a good drummer.
Anyway.
I'm going to be the best.
Why, though? Real characters have depth.
Because he wants to.
Inception is so much better than Interstellar. I rewatched it, and it is fucking solid.
Solid. I like the concept of Interstellar.
Watch it again, man. It is... It like, remember, like, okay, first viewing aside, because everyone says, oh, the second viewing, they take way too much time explaining to the audience how everything works.
You said twice.
Fuck that. No, it's a common criticism. It's a common criticism. That, oh my God, but like, I was describing to you that one scene, like, he's describing to Ariadne, whatever her name is, Ellen Page, like, the fact that she's in a dream, and like, as she starts to like doubt like her reality, like the all like the entire world around her starts to like
turn on
her. It starts to divide, like something will turn into two, and then those two will turn into four. Like, shops of, like, fruit will explode, and then, like, the entire, like, not shops, but, like, a cart or whatever, that will explode, and then each fruit explodes, and, like, she's just, it's like, literally falling apart, and, like, how do you visualize that, and just, like, doof, 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 like, it's, like, just beautiful cinematography, like, everything's perfect, the score is awesome, the characters are all amazing, the cast is outstanding.
Yeah.
The idea of, like, everything, and you describe it, like, TJ, you're like, story upon story upon story. Like, it's just, it's so much better than Interstellar. Interstellar is shallow by comparison.
Interstellar is based on more real physics.
Who the fuck cares?
Me.
What do you... Okay. All right,
the
fine.
Idea of moving through the fourth dimension as if it was a physical dimension, and, like, I don't know, like, going, like, restarting humanity... And, I don't know.
Okay, well, what about the idea, like, of... Oh, and forget all that science shit and the visuals, but, like, there's no antagonist in Interstellar except for Matt Damon for that 15 minutes.
I don't care.
No, but Inception has a great antagonist.
Time. Time's the antagonist.
No, Maul. Molly is in his head, literally breaking down the dreams and, like, trying to sabotage.
I would say Molly brings the movie down.
That one scene where Leo can't dream without connecting into, like, his machine or whatever.
That's
so
stupid. That's
Ellen Page follows him in and it's just a fucking...
That's shoehorned into the Inception universe, I feel like.
What? It's just... It's all his favorite memories that he's got trapped in that fucking...
Oh,
because
he loves her so hard.
No, but
he's thinking about her.
But you can create a world. You don't have to, like, think about a dream. He went in and said, I'm going to create a dream world of all my most favorite memories with her because I can't deal with the fact that I lost her. So he just visits those memories every single night. And then she butts in and it's like a fucking ghost story. Like it's,
look
his,
at her?
Yeah, because she's in that world. Like Leo sees her, or Leo knows she's there first, and then, like, his own dreams start to turn on himself, like, and that's just one small part of the movie. Not to mention you got JGL in there, fucking, like, that whole scene. I don't want to break into it, but Interception is so good.
It is very good. I'm more into the
people
space
just forgot
sci-fi
about it, man.
More
sure,
than
yeah, I like sci-fi.
So space sci-fi.
Well, I like space sci-fi too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. When they go down to that water planet, they come back and the guy's like, "You've been gone 50 years." It's fucking amazing.
That was cool, yeah. Yeah. No, Interstellar's great. I'm not saying it's bad, but give credit where credit's due. I mean, The Prestige is not on his list. Inception's not on his list. The Dark Knight?
No,
you're talking about
was.
The worst?
It's all worse.
No, Inception was not on his list. Inception was not on his list. And The Dark Knight is not better than Inception, and Interstellar
Dark
is not
Knight
better
is better.
Inception. No,
The Dark
no,
Knight
no,
is
no,
the
no,
best
no.
Christopher Nolan movie.
No.
By far.
Dude, there's no
far
way.
And... Beyond
wasn't on his list.
The Dark Knight is the best.
What else
I agree with
for feed,
Whiplash.
For
Whiplash is one of the best movies
he said
I've
it was
ever seen.
To play Destiny with us, so we gotta get around. Yeah.
I'll get back in. I beat Oryx yesterday.
The raid,
he's
and it's been excellent so far.
I need to play the raid. I haven't played the raid. I haven't played any raids.
I've been playing a little game called Battlefield
it's
for 2 days.
It's boring without the raid, and I think the raid is what's going to draw me back. So
I will play the game with you, me.
That's it. That's all we got.
What about news? Do you want to do news next? Or our big fucking subject for the week.
I feel like some good news happened.
All right, let's do it.
Hit it.
I don't know it, but something happened. Do you guys remember?
No.
No, what happened this week?
Shit. I honestly don't know.
You're making noise, TJ. You don't got to worry about that.
Fuck.
You're in there.
Tony Hawk came out.
Oh my god.
That's not news.
That's news.
Like, if you haven't heard.
Leading up to that,
Tony
that
Hawk
game looked like shit.
Bad.
If there's no skate game, sir,
there
why
has
did,
to be. A
why
skate
did they
game.
Stop making skate games? Did they just not sell? Like, what happened there?
Yeah, I guess people fell off skateboarding.
But we're still getting fucking Guitar Hero games. I guess they sold fine for a long while.
When's Guitar Hero come out? Rock Band soon.
The newest one.
Got to be soon, right? Next month. Is it out already and failed again?
No.
No, I don't think they're probably Christmas games.
Who gives a fuck about this shit? Who's buying it?
Well, anyone who...
Some people say they're buying, oh, I'm buying, I can't wait to play it. No one's playing.
When did the last one come out?
Kind of interested.
Was it five years ago?
I do not
I still lived with Marc-Andre Kenny when that came out, so it was at least 4 years ago. The last one came out
at
4 years ago.
I think it was like the end of university for me.
Yeah.
2007, 2008.
Yeah, the Beatles Rock Band. And then Rock Band 4 came out like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Neil deGrasse Tyson praises The Martian on Twitter.
Why do I care? I'm actually... It's accurate.
Like, he's dope.
He hated gravity, eh? Like,
I didn't agree with it. Why would we care about what a real physicist thinks about fucking movies?
I don't know. You like space sci-fi, TJ.
NASA told Ridley Scott about water on Mars early.
For my sci-fi not to be wildly irrealistic.
Buddy, Ridley Scott.
Ridley Scott knew what water on Mars before everybody.
Oh, actually, that's a segue into what our fucking topic is. Are we done with news?
Yep.
Segue yeah, right. Tony Hawk's bad.
Ridley Scott's fucking follow-up to Prometheus. We all wanted it. Movie was critically...
destroyed.
Polarized. Back and forth. Yeah, polarized. Like, it was... What do you call that? Mixed opinions. Mixed reviews.
People. I loved it.
Everyone I know... Who
are you
I
talking about Prometheus?
Prometheus, movie? Yeah.
Do people not like Prometheus?
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. A lot of people are like, it's stupid.
Let's take out the alien scene. Do people still hate it? Probably not, right?
I don't know if it was about. I don't know.
Like
man.
It or oh, I'm an alien enthusiast, and this is not an alien movie, right?
Guys, the movie was.
So they don't
the
like it.
The movie was not that great.
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't.
The movie was awesome.
There was a lot of cool little snippets of like. That's cool. Like, the discovery scene.
Yes.
But all the acting's horrible.
I disagree.
And...
Charlize Theron wasn't bad. Idris Elba wasn't bad. Fucking...
That guy's always bad.
What?
He's cool, but he's always bad.
Noomi was
Idris
okay.
Idris Elba is always bad?
Yeah. And...
Fuck
Noomi,
you.
Noomi Rapace is hideous.
Noomi Rapace is dope. Just the fact...
What is Idris Elba bad? Nothing.
Thor
this
2.
Movie.
Thor's awesome.
Thor.
You didn't even know awesome. He was in Thor.
Fucking.
The Wire. He was in Thor.
The Wire is probably
bad. Oh, he's bad
Wire,
in The Wire.
That shitty movie with the robots. Giant ones. I'm gonna eat it.
Robots.
Oh, Robots vs. Monsters. Pacific Rim.
Oh, yeah, it's bad.
Which
bad.
Is a good title, by the
Actually,
way.
That movie's bad.
It's not that bad. But.
I hate it.
Okay, so. The guy went in, said, you know what, we're going to make this a big secret. No one needs to know it's an alien fucking universe movie. Let's call it Prometheus.
Dope title.
Dope title. Rumor had it, follow-up was going to be called Paradise. Also dope title.
Yeah.
No, it's called Alien, Paradise Lost.
And it's actually like, this is the direct Prometheus sequel?
This is Prometheus 2. It's called Alien.
Is Rapace in it?
Prometheus.
Noomi Rapace will probably be in it, yeah. And Michael Fassbender.
His head?
Well, his head, yeah.
His head will be.
Did you see that, though? Did you see his head?
See his head?
Yeah. And it's called Alien Prometheus Lost and Alien 5.
Prometheus Lost.
Alien 5 is also coming out. So like
Alien Prometheus Lost, because it's gone.
Yeah, I mean, that would be better, but... Paradise would be so cool, but, like, it's just the marketing fucking
Alien
guys,
Paradise?
Like, you know what? If it was called Alien Prometheus Found, the first one, like, it would have made a lot more money. Let's just admit it. A new Alien movie by Ridley Scott. It would have made more money. So, now they're saying, you know what? It didn't do as well as we wanted it to. Let's throw that fucking Alien name back on there. Let's get at least another 50% fucking profits on this thing. So, now it's called... Instead of Paradise Lost, I would even accept Alien Paradise Lost, which is a letdown, which is kind of like, I mean, if you can give a title to marketing, fine. Like, if that's all you got to give them, like, let them call it whatever they want. I'm still making a dope fucking movie. Fine. But just a little bit of a letdown.
Yeah.
It's a shitty title.
It is shitty.
You know what I think of when I think of the Alien title?
It just makes me think
cheesy
they're after money.
Alien movies.
Yeah. Alien doesn't hold power anymore.
I don't associate with quality because I don't have any love for those things.
Well, what do you think about Blomkamp doing an alien sequel to Aliens?
Not
like
good. That guy has made historically bad movies.
I liked
Blomkamp is the fucking worst.
No, fucking
he lucked out.
Chappie was good.
I haven't seen Chappie.
Chappie was good. Elysium was not.
Elysium was not.
Chappie was good.
District
9 is one of the best movies of all time.
Not that good.
Oh my
Come
God.
On. It District 9 movie. Was not that good. It wasn't even in our top 10 in the last 10 years.
Yeah,
no
it
one
was.
Mentioned it.
It was on there, just no one voted for it.
No one mentioned it.
It had to have been on
it
there.
It wasn't in the top 64.
It was not at all. People forgot about it.
I think it was in the top 64.
I nominated it for top 64, so maybe it was.
It was, yes.
You did? I didn't put it in.
Something beat it out, and we didn't fucking put it on the episode because it was 2.5 hours.
It was cool this because it had good chunks. Oh, I like this one. It had good chunks just as much as Elysium.
Shut
good
the fuck chunks. Up. District 9 was awesome. Elysium was bad.
And chunks and Elysium were better.
You're a fair chunks and Elysium weather, were better. You're chunks. A fair weather fan.
I'm not. Long anyway. Camp sucked to ponies.
We're talking about bad movie names, game names, anything names. And then maybe a little some of the good, some of the best names.
Yeah, let's talk about good names afterwards. Or, okay. If they coincide with one another, say it right after.
Say it right after. All right. Am I stepping up first? Am I up first?
Step.
Do it.
Fucking Mirror's Edge.
Yeah.
The fuck does that mean?
That's a really good name.
Shit, I put it on there as a good
bad.
Name.
Bad.
I
put it on as a good name. I thought it was a fucking sweet name.
You
I
both
like
put
it
on as a good
name? Mirror's Edge is like the fucking, like, just you're just... You're gonna fall off.
You're on the edge
on the
whole
edge
time.
Of a fucking building, just running across, so describe, running a line, and that's fucking. Mirror's
but wait
edge.
A minute, wait a minute. That is why Mirror's Edge. Why can't it like okay?
Because the mirror cuts deep.
That you're don't fucking do this to me.
You asked me.
You're just
drunk.
Describing the game. You're like that's Mirror's
first,
Edge, man.
It was the first game.
You sound
where
like
you
an
see?
Asshole in the fucking board meeting. It's like it's going to be called Mirror's Edge because you're on the edge.
You're on the edge, man.
Mirror.
Why mirror
and Razor? I feel like are like. Razor's Edge, like analogous.
Okay, stop right there because it's not called Razor's Edge. And even if it was, that'd be even worse.
Mirror's Edge is a great name.
Edge
it.
Is good. I like the fact that you're on the edge of like you could fall right off
Mirror's
at edge. Any time. Razor. But why Mirror's Edge?
There's a reason behind it. Okay, I don't know what the reason.
You talked about sounding cool.
Sounds
10 out of 10.
No. For band
it sounds
names,
awesome.
For band names, sounding cool is all you need. For a game name or a movie title. It should fucking tell you a little bit about what's happening.
Okay, first of all, game
I'm
games?
Not judging the game by its title. It's a good game. Right. But what the fuck is a Mirror's Edge?
I like it.
Anyway, what do you got?
Sorry.
Do I need to go up again?
Nope.
I got one.
Bad names? Fear the Walking Dead.
Oh, so
really?
Bad.
Stupid.
Really bad.
Hey, we're the Walking Dead. Fear.
No, but the show is called Fear. Fear. It's called Fear.
Stupid.
Is that what it says in the title? Just
it just goes, fear, and then like Walking Dead like
intro,
falls into it.
That fucking drip. And
that graphic looks cool. I've seen it once.
Gets me every time.
That was the best thing about
I
that
think it's
entire
great.
Series.
By the way, you're an idiot for not liking that show.
That show's very bad. You guys like bad TV.
You
I don't
hate
get it.
No, you mind. Like bad TV. Anyway,
Fear the Walking
on.
Dead is actually really good.
Fear the Walking Dead is
two
okay.
Episodes are the worst episodes I've ever seen of any TV.
It's a bit slow, but it's fine. I love that show. It's good.
It wasn't just slow.
It is a slow burn.
Thing is,
yeah.
Which is I thought Walking Dead first two episodes were the worst I've ever seen. They were bad. Like those characters, they were all so stereotypical. Bad writing, bad directing, but the show gets better.
All right, let me tell you something.
I'm ready to get onto that show and like in the second season when Shane and Alex or whatever the fucking guy's name is start fighting.
Shane and Alex. Can I tell you something?
Shane and Mac.
The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead. Mac. The Walking Dead and
what?
Fear the Walking Dead, they're not that good.
Art?
They're not the best shows in the whole world, but it's on once a week. It's an hour for me to consume a week, and it's good more often than not. I don't need to get a tattoo.
One of the best.
Fear the Walking Dead, but sure, I'll watch an hour of it per week.
One of the
be
best surprise surprises of like
Jesus
walking in and watching guys. Watching TV, you and Doug were watching season 2 of Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And Shane and...
Rick.
Rick, fucking hell.
What'd you call him?
Art, Mac,
yeah, Mac,
Dave.
Yeah.
When Shane and Rick get into that fight...
Shane
and
Dave.
And he ends up...
Imagine his name was Dave.
He ends up stabbing him.
Dave Grimes.
I was like, this is incredible.
Dave Grimes. We followed Dave.
I'd watch that show.
Anyway, it's alright.
Yeah, I'm excited to get back into it when it gets good.
Fear the Walking Dead's pretty cool. It's a different perspective on the whole zombie apocalypse thing. Like, it asks those questions. What route would you take?
Is it
what
a
would
shameless
happen
cash
if you were in
grab?
The middle? No, dude. Like, serious, deep thoughts that Walking Dead didn't get to ask those questions because Rick woke up and the apocalypse was already, or the zombie outbreak was already done. So it's like...
They immediately went to, like, secluded, on the outskirts... Small group. How far
this
are
is
you?
What would happen to your community.
This is like military taking over. You're fucking. Are you in a prison?
One of the
you
most
free will.
One of the most meaningful scenes that I saw was the guy in the show. The main character. I thought he was in fucking True Lies. I was wrong. Yeah, I don't want to say it, but he was. He was driving, and just districts of California, like, the power went out. And yeah. if you're on the fucking highway, like, knowing that you're 30 exits away from your home, and you just escaped a fucking riot, and the power went out in your district, and, like, you watch those districts go out, you know, like, this is happening everywhere. And, like, my fucking wife or my That's girlfriend scary. Or whatever is, like, is... It, I cannot get to that person.
You know, you described that.
The fact that Rick found fucking his wife and kids so yeah. quickly is a joke.
But even the Fear of the Walking Dead guy, they all got together. I feel like you suggested to me that that's where the show was going. The show didn't go the direction. The show.
No, I'm just saying, like, here's something for you together. To think about. Here's something for you to think about. Like, how would you feel in that moment?
Yeah.
If you were in Canada. And fucking the zombie outbreak happened, and you knew fucking Violet, Desmond, and Emily were all here.
Yeah.
Across a bridge, and 11 miles away from the border. Through a sprawling metropolis.
Yeah, I think the show actually downplayed...
You'd be fucked.
...how freaked out you would be.
You'd never see him again. Buddy, remember in Walking Dead, like, they got split up after that fucking prison? It's like, okay, well, in 360 degrees, what direction did they walk in? What are the chances that we both picked the same direction and ended up in the same spot? That was crazy shit, and the fact that everything worked out is kind of a joke. But, I mean, they all found
two seasons.
They all found the train tracks, which is why it made sense, right?
Yeah.
They all found the train tracks, and they all followed the signs, which is kind of a cool way to, like, make sure. But, moving on. Fear the Walking Dead. I have so many more, so... one I'll throw out is... Well, hold on. One I'll throw out right now because it's meaningless is Zombie U. Because it makes sense, right? Walking Dead, zombies. Zombie U.
I see what you're saying. Zombie U is a really bad name. They had to use the Wii U thing. But it's Zombie.
Yeah.
What?
Zombie U.
Z-O-M-B-I. Why isn't it just called Zombie? Zombie with an E.
No one would accept Zombie with an E followed by a U. We'll just drop the E, put the U on.
Wii why U?
Launch title.
Why Wii U? Yeah, but why no E?
It was also Ubisoft.
What?
What happened to the E? Is that what the game's about?
Wii U, Zombie U.
Oh, like, well, why isn't there two eyes then, TJ? You fucking asshole.
Because they're not fully committed.
Zombie U.
Listen, it was a bad title, and it did injustice to the game. The Chad, game was not
do,
bad.
Do two.
Bad title, kind of bad game?
How did it get higher rated on PS4? It has none of the fucking gameplay functionality that the gamepad has. God
I haven't even seen that point, game in the wild.
It's only digital for a limited number of PS4s.
One of my favorite experiences is hearing the fucking guy in Zombie U talking to me through my handheld.
It's pretty
TG, cool. TG, you gotta go this way.
Aw, Joe.
I got one for you.
I just heard you say, aw, you fucking idiot, but...
No, I'm just...
It was amazing. I'm not joking.
Was it amazing, TJ?
Yes.
Just like all your other games?
Alright, one of the biggest heartbreaks of all time. TJ. What the movie could have been called and what it ended up being called.
Ooh, this is one's on my list.
The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies. As opposed to The Hobbit, There and Back Again. God
sad.
Damn it.
Very now. Sad.
The worst movie of all time. Could have been the best movie of all time.
It could have been two movies. Two I would accept.
Could have been...
Unexpected Journey, There and Back Again.
Yeah.
A nice solid five.
Yeah, that would have been incredible. No... Padding out any scenes, making it a tight two cool movies.
I'd like to go Gibran on the disc two of Desolation of Smog. I just want to watch two? The fucking, just the dragon.
Oh.
Just want to see Smog.
I think it's just disc one.
No, there's no disc two
DVDs
anymore.
Anymore.
No, I know. Yeah, that's really too bad. I mean, what else, you couldn't call, I agree with Peter Jackson, you couldn't call that movie There and Back Again because it would make no sense
yeah,
at
because
all.
They fucked it.
It's just a fucking huge battle with
the
CGI
battle of the five
humans.
Army. Just call it The Hobbit, like, Ring Found. Paradise Paradise Lost.
Paradise Found. TJ, you back up again?
Sure. Resident Evil.
What's wrong with that?
I never understood that title.
Is it because
the
zombies
like
the
evil's
evil?
Close. It lives with you. It's a resident.
Is that what it means, though?
Oh, yeah. It's in the house. It's in the mansion. It's a resident of the mansion.
Evil is, though?
Like, that's... You gotta go back to the first game, right? The mansion game?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense, still.
But it's not called Resident Evil. It's called Biohazard.
Code Veronica.
Man. I like
so it's a bad translation. Biohazard is the better name.
Yeah. Biohazard does not translate to Resident
Evil. Resident Evil
2. It is very bad. I was going to say 2 as well.
Yeah. Good for and you, I'm okay with that, but the name sucks. Anyways, go on.
That's really I got love games, by the way. Yeah, yeah, they were so good. Yeah. So good for so long. I have two Batman movies. Batman Begins.
Bad.
We're not even counting the old ones, but Batman Begins, that's a weak title.
Yeah.
It's weak, but is it bad?
Yes.
Okay.
And Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Whoa, yeah.
Batman versus Superman, like, that's... Okay. Call it whatever you want. It's gonna be shit.
That's terrible.
Dawn of Justice. It's like, hey, we're trying to do the whole Marvel thing, guys. Pay attention. Because there's going to be a movie, there's going to be a Justice League movie, and it's not yet, but...
This is the dawn.
Yeah, we just want to remind you.
It's very heavy-handed.
Man of Steel was supposed to be so, like...
That's a good title, actually.
Man of Steel is amazing.
Yeah.
You got to deliver hard on the title of Man of Steel.
And I feel like the movie wasn't so terrible. It was pretty bad. There's a lot of flaws, but, like... It's so obvious that they're just shoehorning in, like, we gotta build a universe. You know, like, they're just playing catch-up. Fuck off.
Yeah, okay. Man of Steel, shoehorned?
No, they're trying to shoehorn in a universe into the Man of Steel, like, universe. Because they couldn't do it to Batman.
I agree.
They couldn't do it to the Dark Knight trilogy. That started with a movie called Batman Begins. The fuck does that mean?
Bad movie.
Whoa.
It's to distinguish from the old titles.
You like fucking Dark Knight so much, but you don't like Batman Begins?
Batman Begins, no.
Rewatch Batman Begins.
I agree.
2 days ago. It's really good.
It's really good. It's much better than Rises.
Yep.
Rises and is like, terrible. It's a lot, it's, it has a lot more comic booky, like a lot more superhero
that's
the, that, shit.
Yeah,
than
that's,
fucking,
that's what I felt.
Than Dark Knight.
It's still very real.
Like, I didn't like that. Dark City. Knight was real.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. Batman Begins was jokey.
How?
What about Two-Face, you idiot?
The fucking...
You know how, like, fucking infected that would get?
Shit just shooting out of the sewers and the whole train thing at the end. It felt very comic booky and...
Dude, his father
low
built...
Low budget.
His father believed in revitalizing the city, so he built, it, like, this train, even though the city was poor. And Ra's al Ghul and his fucking thing back in the day...
League of Shadows.
League of Shadows trying to ruin the city through economics, and he was...
Buddy, what about all the cool shit that, like...
Combating that, and then...
It actually happened.
Of his father, and then they used the train that his father fucking built.
No, that, but the toxins actually took over, like, fucking... Like, that shitty part of Gotham, and it was, like, chaos ensued, and... Scarecrow actually turned into the Scarecrow. They turned his fucking serum on himself, and, like, he went nuts. I mean, they just abandoned all that in the sequel.
I don't like it.
It's a bad name, too. You got another one?
Yeah, man.
Bad names.
What do I got? Bad names, Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, hey, I got that on my list, too.
Okay,
that's two in a row.
It started as Metal Gear.
Yeah?
So what is that?
Well, Solid
Metal Gear, I can understand.
Which is why I didn't put it on my list. Because it's gear made of metal. It's like a...
Yeah, okay.
I
understand.
Machine.
Well, they were mechs. They were mechs in the first game, right?
Exactly. And Metal Gear is a fine name for those mechs.
Yeah, I like that name. Metal
and
Gear.
And Solid is like... Because of Solid Snake. So I literally left off my list.
But it's not Metal Gear, Solid, right?
Metal Gear Solid.
I'll allow it.
Yeah.
Metal Gear. But they fucked up with Revengeance.
Oof.
Sons of Liberty. What are the other ones called?
Guns of the Patriots.
Peace Walker.
I like Snake Eater. What's Peace Walker? What's the relevance there?
Peace Walker is a type
PSP.
Of Metal Gear that was invented that was better than Metal Gear.
The Peace Walker?
It's called a Peace Walker?
I don't know.
Anything called a Walker is cool in my book.
Yeah. Pretty neat.
Pretty
neat.
Chad, you're stealing a lot of mine, but I got an easy one. Any of the Bourne movies?
Ultimatum.
Yeah.
Supremacy.
Bourne Identity is pretty
cool. Bourne Identity is fine.
Yeah, I like it.
Because it was the original.
Yeah.
And what's the other one called? Supremacy, Ultimatum, and...
I guess they'll it.
No, there's more than one. Oh,
Legacy.
Bourne Legacy, yeah.
Legacy was the one with fucking Hawkeye.
With Hawkeye, yeah. I'm surprised you nailed that. What'd you call him last time?
Those are directly after books.
Shooter?
I'm surprised I nailed it too.
Well, can I have another one then?
Yeah, go ahead.
How to Train Your Dragon.
That is bad.
Horrible yeah. title for it's like really bad. That like there's so much world building and character building in those movies that like they could have been called anything else. Dragon Riders. Like just something cool. Like but How to Train Your Dragon, like how are you gonna,
especially as a kids movie, you got freedom to call it something cheesy. Just yeah. make it accessible to kids.
Yeah, like anything. There's so much like those movies, they have such cool mythology. Like and I know it sounds stupid because it's a kids movie, but like by the second movie, like, he's got his own gear, like, it's just, it reminds me of Star Wars and the fact that, like, they all kind of adapt their own way and each little piece of, each character has their own, like, backstory and the way they interact with their dragons and shit, like, it's a really deep story. Yep. And it's just called How to Train Your Dragon 2. Fuck. It could, what Toothless is the name of the dragon, but there's a... Night Fury is like the type of dragon that he is, and there's all kinds of, like, the characters read about the mythology of all the different kinds of dragons and how they work together, and there's special ways to, like, win over each dragon type. It's awesome. It's called How to Train Your... Sorry.
Is that your number one?
I don't have... They're not numbered.
You sound pretty passionate.
I only have one more after this.
I have, like, eight more, so can I
go? Go. Yeah, go.
Attack the Block.
What?
First of all,
what's wrong with that?
I guess.
Are they attacking like a city block?
No, well, the block is
that's the problem. The block is the apartment, and that's not very universal because it's a very British thing.
No, but they call it the block. It's their apartment building,
right?
The block. Yeah, it's one city block,
and it attacks.
And the aliens attack that block. Even why? You remember why, right?
No.
Because the female alien was on like. Okay, so
she in the block.
Yeah, she's in the block. She's in fucking... Not Simon Pegg, but the other one.
Nick Frost?
Nick Frost, yeah. She's in Nick Frost's apartment. That's why
Nick
all...
Nick Frost is in it?
Yeah, and all... It's the fucking...
Simon Pegg and Nick Frost are in this movie?
Simon Pegg's not in it, but Nick Frost is, and it's the same producer. Okay, and they all... It. All the fucking aliens go to the block to find the female.
Okay, I gotta see it.
So they all attack the block.
Let's just say this.
It's one of the best fucking... And it sounds awesome!
I got through the first watch and I was like, okay, the block is the apartment. I get that now.
And the title it's the apartment kind of building makes sense. Because it's one city block.
It was just very hard to digest. Attack the block. What the
and the block
fuck
is
does
a,
that mean?
They're all like they're running around and like they're all they, how do I say this? You a lot of set pieces will show up later in the movie. Like you get to know the block. You get oriented. Orientated?
Yeah.
Whatever it is. But you start to understand where they are geographically, like, in the movie, because you get to know the block. It's awesome. It's
maybe,
one of the best movies of all time.
Maybe that's what they're going for. It's like, they're really centering it around the block. But as an outsider looking in, being skeptical, thinking, like, what is this movie? The title threw me off. Like, Attack the Block? I don't know what that means.
I reviewed Attack the Block on allrangemode.ca. You can all go read the review as well.
Yeah. They're, good review, bad rating.
What? That's a fucking solid 5.
4 out of 5. Anyway.
Keep going.
That was sketchy.
I'm going to get one?
You got some more?
Knock one out.
I'll throw out Final Fantasy as a beloved series
I love
of
it.
Mine.
That's, I love that name.
I don't know where it comes from.
Final Fantasy.
It's just stupid. If you think about here's what I do. I remove my love for that series from the title, and just I leave the title by itself. And what does it mean?
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about Mirror's Edge. Like, it sounds cool, yeah, but what does it actually mean? Like, what's the...
See, I feel like Mirror's Edge relates directly to the game.
Edge does.
You're right, Mirror's is a little bit, sketchy.
Final Fantasy. I think that's one of the coolest names, but it definitely doesn't mean anything.
Fantasy fits, but Final Fantasy? Like, it could just be like, Fantasy World.
It sounds like a weird Lost in Translation thing.
Yeah, you can't have a game called probably. Final Fantasy 15. It's an oxymoron, right?
What? Yeah.
Final?
Yeah. So, you know, he used it right.
Oh. I guess, yeah.
Final 15. All right, I got one for you.
Anything with a number.
Dark Souls.
Yeah, it's really goth.
It's the stupidest fucking name.
Yeah, it's kind of cheesy, I guess.
The Dark Souls. So stupid.
Alright, did you want to see
I don't like it.
All right. The Witcher. I absolutely hate The Witcher.
What about it? That's him. That's
it's
the
character.
A character. He's
though.
The Witcher.
It's a character
the Witcher,
in
but
a
he
book.
Shouldn't be called Yeah, I'll, Witcher? I'll complain about the title of the book then. Yeah, like, when you think of Witcher, like, oh, you're a Witcher, it means...
That's like a hobbit.
I mean, it's the Witcher.
It's a character.
The hobbit.
Would you think that the Witcher is a monster hunter? No, the Witcher is somebody who performs witch rituals. Not a monster hunter.
But doesn't he use that to find...
But this? In the lore of the Witcher books and the Witcher, apparently the Witcher is like a huge fucking, like, Slovak...
Why are you laughing?
Because he doesn't know.
It's a stupid title.
I was trying to get something else.
An ancient Slovakian mythology.
Also,
mythology.
The Wild Hunt.
Well, the Wild Hunt is all the fucking
that's
beast
cool
that
name.
You want to find.
The Wild Hunt is the beast you're after, and it's fine to title the game after the beast you're after, but why is he the Wild Hunt?
It's not the Wild Hunt.
No,
it's
he is.
Witcher 3, Wild Hunt.
Yes, but the beast you're after is called
the
Wild
Hunt.
Hunt.
Yeah,
the one guy is called the Wild
Hunt? Yeah, but that has nothing to do with the title. The title is The Witcher 3, Wild Hunt.
But it sounds like you're on a Wild Hunt.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's
you're going
Witcher
for a
3,
wild
The
hunt.
Chase for the Wild Hunt. Or
misleading, yeah.
Escape the Wild... Like, it's just... I have problems with The Witcher. I have problems with The Wild Hunt. Great game. Bad title.
I thought you were going to be on, like, some crazy hunts the whole game.
Yeah.
That's what that was.
The Wild Hunt. Like, it's like...
But no, you're going to get the Wild Hunt.
Hey,
that's good.
Why? Nobody explained why he's the Wild Hunt. Maybe
yeah.
they do in like the last hour, but
yeah.
What about
I fell off?
What about Medal of Honor Warfighter? So fucking dumb.
Warfighter?
That's Wait. What it's called. It's called Warfighter.
Medal of Honor?
Yeah. Look it up.
That's pretty literal.
Go on.
He's a warfighter. Fights in wars.
The Legend of Zelda.
That's not a bad name.
No.
They are
What's
the legends.
Bad one?
But do you understand the whole timeline thing?
Skyward like... Sword? Hang your sword?
No. The Legend of Zelda is a miss
no.
fire. Zelda is cherished in our hearts.
Don't you dare, TJ.
It does
Zelda,
not...
don't talk about what you don't know about, okay? Okay? Don't talk about what you don't know about,
So the joke
okay?
I made earlier tonight was The Legend of Peach. Would you be playing Mario... If fucking they had Legend of Peach Tennis.
Mario is called Super Mario Brothers.
Super Link Fighter. I don't know. Like...
Super Link Fighter is amazing. Listen, it's the
Zelda
Legends of
is
Zelda.
A cool name.
Zelda. Okay, well, there's three deities that are like the fucking. There's the Hero of Time. There's the Princess Zelda. She's always gonna be Zelda.
Okay.
And then there's the fucking Ganondorf. Ganon.
Yeah, let's pick one and call it the Legend of.
Make bad guy Ganondorf.
Bad guy Ganondorf.
I'd play that game.
Cool
Tales
name,
of Ganondorf.
Inappropriate title. I'm not going to say bad title. I'm going to say inappropriate.
I'm not going to say it's inappropriate.
No, it's fucking awesome. They're all the legends that Princess Zelda tells about the hero
Legend
time.
Of Zelda, A Link to the Past. Boom.
You guys
yeah,
are letting your
you know what?
The games be clouded
Forget the
by.
Fact that, okay.
It's a bad name.
Forget the main heading, but the subheadings are always sick. Except for Twilight Princess.
Squire.
Even though it's
Squilard.
A
bow. Skyward Sword.
It's
Squilard Sword.
Yeah. Buddy, Skyward Sword is amazing. You know why it's called Skyward Sword?
You hang the sword in the sky with the Wiimote.
It's a sword that when he points it straight up towards the sun...
It charges it up and gives it the fucking power of like the fucking gods.
Stupid.
The Skyward Sword. You have to,
that's got to feel pretty
Twilight
good while
Princess,
you're playing the game.
It's stupid. Amazing.
Ocarina of Time, amazing.
Okay, Twilight Princess, you know what? Twilight Princess is about the princess who lives in the Twilight Realm.
Link to the Past, Link Between Worlds.
Again, too much focus on the
Boom!
Past.
And the character's name is Link, TJ.
Wind Waker?
He doesn't get
Wake
it,
the
man.
Winds.
Link to the Past is great,
Wind
actually.
Waker.
Wake the Winds.
Boom.
Wind Waker's really great.
What's
Majora's
the,
Masks?
Majora's Mask is another great title.
Yeah. Okay.
Those are all amazing titles.
It's the Mask of Majora. What's the other one?
They're all good. I don't...
What's some other ones? What's the DS ones? Not the 3DS one.
Phantom Hourglass.
That was pretty good.
And
the Train Ride or some shit. That was bad.
I don't remember the other one. The Train
Spirit
Ride?
Spirit Tracks. Oh! That's number one on my list.
TJ, you got five more?
Bad ones?
I got one more bad one.
The band Incubus. When they were 15 years old. Do you know what Incubus means?
Yeah,
no.
it's a fucking vampire.
No.
Seduces you and then sucks your blood.
No.
It's a sexy vampire.
It may be sexy. Okay, this Incubus and Succubus, they dream fucking gods that fuck you in your dreams.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. Well, it's a horrible name. It's like a childish...
Band names can... Well, wait a minute.
It's a what? Sorry, say it again.
Incubus and succubus.
When you dream, there's like a weird ghost spirit that comes and has sex with guys. That's a succubus. And a thing that has sex with girls is an incubus.
It's amazing. It's a good title. Bunch of fucking stoners.
Yeah. That'd be pretty sweet.
15, they made it when they were 15 years old.
15?
Yeah.
Incubus. Holy hell.
The band.
Saves the Day is one of the best band names of all time.
It's okay.
Against Me is a good name. Good Old War is amazing. It's Goodwin, Schwartz, and Arnold are their last names.
Arnold does not translate to war, but Good Old War is still a good
Good, name. Goodwin, Arnold, Old, Arnold, War, Schwartz, Good Old War. There's three of them.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's a cool name, man.
I like the name. I like it a lot.
I think All Range Mode's really good.
Yeah, All Range Mode's a great name.
Top notch.
Great fucking name.
My Son, My Son's a good band name. I thought Better Weather was a cool band name.
That is good.
Which is a Good Old War song.
Yeah, that's where I got the idea.
I got a couple more for you. You want to hear them?
Fuck. Bad ones?
I spilled water, TJ. It's just water, though. But it's lot of water.
But like a lot, though.
Oh, I have the Matrix. The Matrix sequels.
Yeah, Reloaded. I was going to put that on there, but Matrix, I was like, Reloaded was kind of a cool title.
So it was like The Matrix.
Yeah.
Right?
The Matrix is cool.
Yeah, it's dope. It's really good.
Reloaded was Revolutions. Cool because it's like,
not that bad.
You're getting plugged back in, it's computerized, you're getting reloaded back into it.
Oh!
Yeah.
Alright.
I thought it was pretty
TJ, where's he going?
He's got a dab of my juice.
Okay, you keep going then while TJ's up. I mean, you can clean your own mess.
All right.
You slob.
Well, I don't know where his cleaner is. I'd clean it if I knew it.
I don't know where his cleaner is.
TJ, toss me that shit. I'll soak it up. Thanks, Blackman.
Blackman.
All right. Dead Space.
What's wrong with that?
That's a great title.
It's a great game. It's completely relevant.
It is. It is completely relevant. That's
it's Dead Space.
Yeah, you're in space. Oh, you know, full of dead people. Is it a double meaning?
Yeah.
We got a double meaning there?
We got a double meaning.
That's a good name.
It means it's cool both meanings.
All right, there was a game I used to play on...
what are the subheadings in Master Dead Space? Is it 1, 2, and 3?
1, 2, and 3, yep. Yeah.
There's a subheading.
Dead Space, 2, and 3.
Dead Space.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about? The Forgotten Hand or some shit, I don't know.
No.
Dumb.
What are the Halo shows called?
Forward Unto Dawn, which is not bad.
That's kind of cool.
And Nightfall, which is also cool.
Damn. They both suck, though, right?
Bond movies, by the way, have really good names.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're always like double entendres. What is that? What is it called?
Entendre?
Yeah, what does that mean?
It means you have double meanings and one of them is sexual.
Like Dead Space.
Yeah.
One is sexual and a double entendre? Always?
I think so.
What?
No. Just double meanings.
Okay, cool. Why do you always be about sexual, TJ? Everything's so sexual, TJ. Double
entendre's Quantum of Solace? A lot of lists said that was a horrible name. I like it.
Quantum of Solace.
Sounds cool. What the fuck does it mean?
Doesn't mean anything, but it sounds dope.
Skyfall? Spectre.
Skyfall's awesome. Oh, God. Spectre's coming out soon.
Yeah, the 8th?
Of what? November?
Yeah.
Fuck, if you're going to say this month, I'm freaked out.
I would have been fucking crazed.
What?
All right, let me know when you're on your last one. I got one more.
You got one last one.
Actually, I don't even know if mine is bad, but what is a Minority Report?
I think it makes sense if you watch a movie.
Yeah.
Minority Report is the report that tells the future that says this person is going to commit a crime and therefore they're guilty.
Or is it like when they... What is it called when they have those like hiccups? Like the precogs have those... Like they see the same thing twice and they call them something. Is that the Minority Report?
I thought it was when they saw the crime.
What the hell were the hiccups
but
called?
But they see it and they see it again.
Oh,
and they're like, it's a relapse. It's a Minority Report.
I don't think they call that a Minority Report.
Have you... Okay, so I downloaded the first two episodes of the Minority Report
show. How bad is it?
I skipped ahead to, like, 20 minutes just to see, like, oh, okay, well, is it good quality? And it was, like, the same fucking police procedural face. That, like, what did you say this was? She looks so fucking dumbfounded and, like, she sees a cell phone and she goes, ah, and, like, brushes her hand over it. and literally it goes into like Terminator head, like breaking down. Like they're supposed to be precogs who have like, it's like 10 years after Minority Report got closed down or whatever.
Oh, so the,
and now they're just investigators.
The investigators, the precogs, are the precogs.
Yeah. And I was like, delete. Thank you very much. I'm never watching that. This sounds piece of
horrible.
Shit.
Station
or like, I didn't even look. Fucked.
I had no idea Minority Report, a TV show, existed.
Yeah. All these fucking movies are getting turned into TV shows. Have you seen 12 Monkeys, the TV show?
Oh.
I watched the first two episodes.
Yikes.
Very bad.
How can they fuck those it up that networks. Bad?
Actually, Fargo, they did pretty Fargo good job. Fargo was great. Fargo they did pretty good Fargo job with. I'll give Fargo credit.
Was AMC? No.
Yes, it was.
AMC, FX. HBO.
Fargo's FX.
Are amazing. Yeah, sci-fi.
HBO, rumor considering a Watchmen series.
Really?
We'll see about it. We'll see about it.
The coveted Watchmen. They can only ruin it.
I disagree.
Half as good.
I can't wait to rewatch Watchmen. I was thinking about... I have this problem where I'm like, I know every fucking scene. Why would I rewatch it? Why would I put myself through that? And then something will click in my head, like a scene I didn't remember. Like, and it was the Dr. Manhattan scene, like, as she handed me the perspiring glass, like, as he's telling his fucking history, like, in multiple timelines. I just want to watch that fucking movie again. It's probably beautifully filmed. Plus, it's got that fucking fine-ass Silk Spectre. Gotta watch that movie again.
I have not seen it enough. Maybe twice, which is a travesty.
You know what I did? I watched the trailer recently. I was like, holy fuck, this thing is a stroke of genius.
Dr. Manhattan is so, like...
But don't sell any other character short.
No, but Dr. Manhattan is like, he's this guy, he's fucking, like, almost omnipotent, and he doesn't even give a shit about the human race. Like, he's just, I don't know, like, that's the Dr. Manhattan show, but it's not about him. It's about the other guy.
Don't forget that Rorschach and Night Owl are the main characters.
Yeah.
Rorschach and Night Owl are the main fucking characters. And the comedian is that, like, you don't know if you trust him or not, and, like, what the fuck is going on with him, and... And then you've got, I mean, anyone who read the books, like, it's kind of obvious once you know the ending, like, that Ozymandias, what the fuck is his superhero name?
It starts with an A.
Actually, maybe his superhero name was Ozymandias.
No, it starts with an A.
Either way, I mean...
Oh my god. I forget.
Go do yourself a favor and watch the trailer for fucking Watchmen. And then go ahead and watch Watchmen.
I've not seen that movie enough times.
I said, leave me alone!
I hear a line in any movie ever. Do it!
Do it!
What's one more Biden foundation of millions?
Yeah.
Aside from I Am Sam, if I ever was going to cry during a movie, it would be that scene.
I'm sorry, I Am Sam?
Yeah.
Look out.
I Am Sam?
I haven't seen it, but I knew he wasn't full retard.
Yeah, he wasn't.
Why the fuck did he go full retard? No. I just knew it. And I was like, that's fucking Spicoli.
What?
Any more bad names?
Modern Family's pretty bad.
I disagree. Why is it bad?
Because the show is so good, and they cheese it out with a title like, this is what a modern family's like. We have gay couples adopting Chinese babies. And we have big families with a very hot daughter and a very smart daughter and a genius son who acts like an idiot. I don't know, it's just...
Yeah.
It undersells the show because it's such an amazing show. This is the modern family.
I
can't think of a better title, but it's just... If the show was mediocre, it might be okay.
I mean, it made more sense for season one, I guess.
Sure.
But as each character falls into their own stereotype, and they fall into their own, like, cartoon character versions of themselves, yeah, it doesn't really seem like a Modern Family anymore.
Well,
but like
calling it Modern Family...
It's putting all these things that could be happening in one family, like, everything is more or less normal, but they have one fucking older man with a young hot wife, like, that's one possible scenario, or like... A son who's gay, like, yeah, that could also possibly happen, but, like, they throw them all into this one core family, and it's like...
And they call that modern.
Yeah, like...
Calling that modern is, like...
As if, like, that's how things are these days.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, fuck you.
And yet, the show rises above you know, just stupid, like, oh, we'll put a gay guy in a show, we'll put an old lady, you know, like, those are stereotypical, like, any show could try to do that and just yeah. be stupid for, you know?
What's, I'm sorry, I don't want to get into a Modern Family discussion here, but, like, what's cool about that show is that I feel like every family could be their own show, though. Like, another network or another person with the idea would be like, let's make a show about a gay couple who adopt a child, an Asian child. Or whatever, you know, like, or the older husband who marries each little family unit in that show is kind of far-fetched, but it's the fact that all of them exist in the same television show, which is where it probably has found success. But I resent success. I hate all the fucking Emmys this show won, and, like, they're all so proud of themselves. Fuck off.
I hate that too, but you watch the show and it's genuinely good.
Yeah, it is good.
It is genuinely good.
Really?
If you lost Phil, though, you lose Phil, the show's not good anymore.
I agree that Phil's awesome.
Lose Phil, that's it.
Claire is, like, super annoying, but she fits perfectly. I don't know. The kids, like, Haley, stereotypical, oh, my hot chick. Then you got, like, the other girl who's smart. Even Luke, like...
Luke's cool.
Everybody in that show hits their marks. The one
actually, yeah, I Emily, guess, Emily, but I like Phil girl. The best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Phil and Luke, the dynamic is pretty cool, too.
Actually, the daughter's really well written, too. What's her name? Lily?
The Asian girl?
Yeah.
Emily hates the Asian girl.
I think she's pretty good. I think she's well written.
She's well written.
For a sassy fucking 7-year-old?
But she's, like, very dry in her... But she's very young.
She's a product of her parents.
Yeah, but... Her as an actor, and you can't criticize a 7-year-old's acting.
Just, yeah, it's just one-liners. It's fucking the Olsen twins in Full House.
Basically, yeah.
Good names. Do you have any more bad names?
No.
Good names.
Names.
I got a couple fucking hits right here.
Do them.
Let me start with a weak one. Assassin's Creed.
You think that's a good name?
Back in the day, and if it hadn't lost its luster by Ubisoft ruining the series... Assassin's
Creed. Yearly shitty releases.
Yeah, exactly.
And multiple shitty releases every year.
Fucking shit.
Man. First of all, Creed. The idea of a Creed is really cool. And, like, Assassin's Creed. Think about back to the day when you first saw the guy with the hood and the hidden blades. Assassin's Creed. Jumping off buildings. Fucking, like, secret, like, such the order. A cool idea. You know? Really cool.
Yeah.
As a title.
You're making me think of one that's not on my list, but is also good, and they didn't ruin it. Uncharted.
Yeah, I
very cool
one.
Name.
Very cool name.
I mean, the subheadings can do what they will, but that's a cool heading for a fucking game franchise.
Yeah,
Last of Us is also a really cool
subheadings
name.
Also, that one as well.
Sorry. Yeah, they are cool subheadings in Uncharted. I mean, they only have three:
Among Thieves and Drake's Fortune.
Yeah,
yeah, they're not like they're very grounded.
A Thieves' End.
Yeah, yeah.
That's number four, right?
Well, I mean, I'm not numbering them, but I have an easy one. Guitar Hero is a pretty cool name for a video game, and the way, like, what that video game is, like, you play a guitar and fucking achieve hero status, like, by just nailing these fucking songs. Cool name. Cool name for a fucking video game with a guitar peripheral.
That's, yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah, you can call it anything else.
Better than Rock Band.
What could you call it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Be the guitar.
Be the guitar, or how to play the guitar?
Enter the guitar.
How to play your guitar?
Rock game.
Guitar, I don't even know. Guitar legend.
Fun. Yeah, guitar legend.
Guitar Hero is a cool name. The word hero is awesome.
Yep.
The fact that Lego Superheroes. Like, anything that's called Marvel Superheroes or Marvel's The Avengers, like, you go ahead and take Marvel out, and that's what it's called. It's called Lego Superheroes, and it's every awesome superhero in that game. Superheroes. Superheroes is a cool fucking name. Think about what a hero is. Superhero. It's awesome.
It's a classic winner.
It's a classic winner.
I think Mass Effect.
Mass Effect's my number one.
I did not put that on my bad
list.
The
best name of any
fucking... That was one of my bad lists.
Greatest names.
Mass Effect is bad.
Buddy, they discovered the Mass Effect. That's what fucking... It's the Mass Effect.
Even calling it the Mass Effect sounds like it's the effect of something. Oh, it's the Mass Effect.
It's what happens when you...
Mass Relay.
It's what happens when you travel through a Mass Relay.
I'm not a fan.
Fuck you.
Maybe it's because of how good the game rises, and I feel like the name doesn't meet.
What are the what are, like, the engines called? in the ships.
Mass relays? You know how fast than light drives?
FTL? Yeah, but they call it something. It's like a mass...
Warp relay?
It's a mass something, like mass drive, mass...
Shit. FTL drives?
No, but in the game they're called something.
Yeah, like you go into the Normandy, where Tally is.
Yeah.
And there's that big fucking...
Yeah. Fuck.
They call it something or other. But that, yeah, that was one thing. It was like, when BioWare made Knights of the Old Republic,
mm-hmm.
Great name.
pretty easy.
But like, they made that, and then they were branching out and doing a sci-fi story of their own. And that was like the first news I heard about it, and I was like, oh, what's it going to be? It was Mass Effect. I was like, that sounds fucking awesome.
But not even that, like...
Just the name itself, like, I'm intrigued
the first thing
just
you
the
see,
name.
The first thing you see in Mass Effect, like, I'll call it Mass Effect 1, the first thing you see is, like, this happened this year, the humans, like, excavated Mars, they found this, it led them to find this, the relay, and...
I read the
and,
book like, before and was, like, the movie, but, the game, too.
What it said was, like,
was, like the coolest
something, something, movie. Something, they called this the Mass Effect.
Yeah.
And it was, like, how humans introduce themselves into, like, the broader universe. They called whatever happened to their travel the Mass Effect.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom. That's fucking awesome.
I want to tell you to separate what you've read and what you've played
and
from the actual name.
The fact that it's called Mass Effect Andromeda is bad. It should be called Andromeda.
Sure, no.
I agree with that.
Well, it's the same thing as, like, Alien Paradise.
Exactly.
But it's not, like, I feel like BioWare doesn't, like, it's not, there's no dummies picking up fucking Andromeda who don't know it's
a Mass
Effect game.
But you're making
a
Mass Effect game.
No, but
you're
it's like
everyone
is playing it's the
it
fucking
30
it's
years
the,
old.
No.
18-year-olds.
The reason it's called
Mass Effect 1, 2 or 3.
No, but the reason it's called Alien Paradise Lost is so like people who can like it's Friday, let's go to a movie. An Alien sequel. They'll go to it instead of saying like Prometheus, never heard of it. I'll go see fucking Jurassic Park World.
Probably 50% of the population can't pronounce Prometheus.
Yeah, they don't know what
Let's
the fuck it is. You know, like, oh, Alien. I heard that, like, that's my voice of the Everyman. I heard that was in the Alien movie, like, and they just make more money. But anybody who knows what Andromeda is like, holy shit, that's the sequel to Mass Effect. BioWare fucking whatever made three games. Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3. And this is their fourth game.
How poorly do you think Rory McIlroy sold compared to fucking Tiger Woods?
Another... Yeah, I mean, but why call it Mass Effect Andromeda if it's not...
They have to. They're making, they're using the lore of
okay.
the Mass Effect
Andromeda,
universe.
Andromeda,
a whatever
Mass Effect story.
Oh, I hate that, by the way.
That's the alternative.
What the... have you heard... No, it's called Rogue One, a Star Wars story at this point.
Are you serious?
What is that?
A Star Wars story?
That's the worst fucking thing you could ever put on a fucking anything.
Star Wars Rogue One.
Just Rogue One.
A lot in books,
all the original fucking movies were called. Well, it was called Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back.
You got
Return
to put
the Jedi.
Star Wars on it because you got to put Star Wars on the packaging. Fucking
wrong. It should be called The Force Awakens, Rogue One. Whatever the next one's called, the Star Wars Episode 3. Blah 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 blah. A Star Wars story anthology.
What episodes is it between?
Stupid assholes. It's before 4.
Okay.
It should be called Before 4, like the band.
Star Wars 3.5, Rogue One.
Yeah, I got another one. I got one more shitty one, because you used Mass Effect, which was amazing. It's the Mass Effect. But Rogue Legacy is a great name for that game.
Yeah.
Because it's a rogue game.
Yeah.
And you don't even realize why Legacy comes... And it's about the generation after generation.
Absolutely.
It's a fucking great
Spot
name.
On.
It's and a fucking cool
sounds
name.
Sounds cool. Absolutely appropriate. Fits the
yeah.
genre.
Exactly.
Hits all the marks.
Solid name.
That's a good pick.
Little Big Planet. Bad.
I love that name. Little I was developing a skate video called Short Long Summer before my store closed. Little I like the little, like, it's, you know, like.
I guess, but yeah, it's a sharing
it's,
game.
It's little, but it's a big planet. You know what I mean? Like.
Little Big Planet.
I like that. I think it's cute, which is, I think, what they were going for.
It is cute.
It's a good name. It doesn't mean much, but it's a solid title. All right, here comes
maybe
the
game. No, what I was saying was
a
game.
So many good names.
You have good names?
Lots.
Let's go.
I only have two left.
Break them out.
Can I hit some of mine, then?
Yeah, hit all of them.
Start with the easy ones. Prometheus.
Yeah.
Sounds cool more than anything.
It's about the ship Prometheus that they all take off on.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It really isn't about the ship.
It's not about the ship. It's not appropriate. It just sounds cool. That's a sounds cool one. Prometheus.
That movie should be called The Engineers.
Probably.
Alien the Engineers.
I think both Inception and Interstellar. Inception is spot on because that's what the movie's about. And Inception is the perfect word for what they're doing.
Yeah. You know what? Aside from, well, obviously the Batman movies, but like, if it would have been called Prestige, then he would have had a nice, consistent through line of his movies. Memento, Prestige, Inception, and Interstellar.
Yeah.
Very appropriate. Like, this is the gimmick of the story. And gimmick you can use negatively, but I'm choosing to use it positively. Like, this is like the idea of the story. Like, what we need to tell a story about interstellar travel or about the, like, it, I mean, Inception is just...
Thing is, the Prestige was like an act. It's like the elusive man or like
it's upside, like, down cage. What's happening in the left hand while the right hand's doing all, like, it's Prestige, right? Because
it's the name of a trick. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's why it works. Yeah.
That movie's awesome for so many great reasons. The Prestige is what I'm talking about. Go on.
The Illusionist.
The fucking Illusionist.
Yeah, stupid name.
Fucking Zach.
The Magician. Oh, he's talking about the movie, not the name. No Man's Sky is actually a really cool name.
I do like that,
yeah. And it conceptually fits, like, hey, we got this fucking huge solar system.
No Man's
Land.
We all
play this. No Man, yeah.
No Man's Sky.
It's like, it's the open universe and nobody owns it. It's fucking, it reminds me of Firefly, you know what I mean?
Yeah. The original title for Mad Max Fury Road, I'm pretty sure at one point it was called Furiosa. That's it.
Yeah?
Yep. Fucking company got a hold of that. Like, well, hey, it's a Mad Max movie. Call it fucking Mad Max. Fury Road. They don't actually ever call it Fury Road. But no? The character's name is Furiosa.
That's it?
Charlize Theron. Charlize?
That's where Fury Road comes from? Just
Furiosa? I'm pretty sure it was called Furiosa, and then Mad Max Furiosa, and then just Mad Max Fury Road.
Ugh, bad.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Mad Max Furiosa? Super cool.
Mad Max 4 is just a cool name. They should have just called it that.
4?
Yeah.
Was there a 3?
There was 3, yes.
Oh. I knew there was a 1 and a 2. Mel Gibson?
There's Road Warrior, Mad Max, I don't know if there's a subheading there, and then Beyond Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
Okay.
And then Mad Max Fury Road.
In 3 movies?
I had no idea there's that many.
Are they all bad?
The first 2 are good.
Alright, I got a couple left, but go in between.
Okay, you got 2 left?
Yeah.
Because I got the 2 best movie titles of all time.
You want me to go first?
Well, bam. Like,
sure.
You want me to go first?
Mine are both... They're both kit.
I actually had Mirror's Edge. I really like that title. Skyrim. Is this...
Skyrim is the name of the province.
It is. Which is kind of cheap. It's like Tamriel, calling a game Tamriel or something like that.
Skyrim.
But Skyrim sounds cool. Like Skyfall.
Skyrim Online.
Sounds cool.
Any game with any title with online in it.
Yeah, horrible. Also, Fallout. And I know I'm like biased.
Ooh, yes, yes, yes.
I love the term Fallout. Like, it's the, when a bomb, or atomic bomb goes off, the Fallout is like the radiation falling down on the...
Yeah.
And, like, the fallout, like, the idea of, like, society's fallout, and a bomb goes off, and there's, like, a fallout to a bomb, and then society as well.
Yeah.
Just fucking awesome.
So
that's cool.
And the boy, society. All right, Toy Story.
Yeah.
Dope.
Simply perfect.
It's exactly what it is.
Yeah, but that's...
Monsters.
Take away how good that movie is. That's a bad title.
No, it's not.
Toy Story. Name me your favorite movie right now. And I'll Toy give Story it a bad 3. Title.
What do you mean? What are you asking me to do? Name you my favorite movie right now?
Name me a good movie.
Holy shit.
Well, you probably pick Star Wars, which, by the way, is a horrible name as well.
Whoa!
Wars in Space? Let's call it Star Wars. Give me another movie title. It's bad. Mass Effect. Time Travel with Shepard. It's like, it's so...
What's wrong with Toy Story? What? First of all, Star Wars is an awesome fucking name.
It's way too to the point. It's like very like
it's so fucking cool 70s. It's like a 70s fucking title. And it's retro in the 70s.
That's why it works, but ignore that.
World War, Star War, No Man's Land, No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky is creative.
So is Star War.
No, it's not. It's a it war. It's like okay, War in Space is like the worst version of Star Wars.
Space Wars.
War in Space would be cool.
What was the joke?
No, I'm,
we called that. Give me a favorite movie.
I'll give you a Toy Story.
Battle Space.
I don't know. Like Attack the Block.
Why are you hating on me?
I don't know.
What's your one? I'll make fun of it.
Fallout was my
normal. Oh, it's gay.
No, Toy Story's a bad name.
Alright, I got the best.
Love Toy Story.
Toy Story is a good movie.
It's just cute.
It's a bad name.
It's so appropriate toys. For the movie that they're telling.
No, it's not.
It is! It's like an adventure that your toys go on while you're looking the other way.
The only worst title would literally be a story about toys.
What's his name? Alec? Max?
Andy.
Andy doesn't know that the toys come to life.
Andy's Toys.
So it's a toy story?
Yeah, it's just it's the toys story. It's a story about the toys.
Buzz and Woody.
Buzz and Woody's Adventures in Toyland, featuring Andy, the owner, who's the guy. the number one title of all time. The Lion King.
That's pretty good.
Without knowing what the movie's about?
I love it.
Awesome title.
What do you mean? Once you know what it's about, it's even better.
I'm always ignoring what the story's about and just focusing on the title.
The number one problem that movie has is that people don't pronounce it The Lion King. And they call it The Lion King.
You know what Mufasa stands for?
Lion King.
The Lion King. Yeah, the
Lion... Mufasa is king?
The
Mufasa
Lion King.
Sweet.
Scar means scar.
You know what Scar's name is? Taka.
Which means like shit, right?
Which means garbage.
Really?
Is fucking
weird that I know that.
I think I read that on Chive recently.
What's Simba mean?
I don't know.
Child of the New Day.
You know that?
Child of the King.
Ah, Savinga! It's like an African lion song.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was just like looking this up last night. That's why I know all this shit.
Was it on Wikipedia? Because it's possible.
No, it was on one of those.
Can I see that movie again? Because I don't remember it at all.
Lion King on Blu-ray, you can see the pencil fucking lines, and it's epic. I feel like I'm watching art. You can That's see cool. the There's pencil lines.
Those Disney movies are so highly regarded. Those animations back in the day, the 2D shit, is fucking cool.
It's got a cool soundtrack, too.
Amazing.
What if we do this? And what if I did that?
Did you know the Toy Story?
Was supposed to be ABBA.
Good feeling.
But ABBA wasn't available, so they took Elton John.
It's probably a solid move.
My Lion King facts for the
day. Curl of light. Did you know Toy Story was supposed to be a musical, and then Pixar said, no. They had a guy, because it was Disney Pixar at the time, or whatever, or Disney was producing it, and they had some guy write out music for the entire movie. And he's like, no, Woody's going to sing this. And they brought this guy like into the studio with them, like into the meeting.
And he was laughed out of the meeting.
Yeah, they were just like... We're not doing that, man. And he's just like, oh.
Hey, do you guys,
That would have been the worst movie.
You know watch Josh Whedon co...
Joss.
I keep saying
yeah.
That. I know my mind is...
Yeah.
Trash. He co-wrote Toy Story?
Yeah, he wrote the
Do you know Rashida Jones wrote Toy Story 4?
What?
No. Rashida Jones wrote Toy Story 4.
Four?
Or three?
Four.
Four doesn't exist.
Three.
Three was written by the Star Wars guy who bailed.
She wrote Toy Story 4.
Jesus. That's crazy.
Yeah.
There's no way.
She's like a producer now. She's a producer and writer and shit. She doesn't fucking act.
She's fine as hell, too.
Yeah, she is.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Joss Whedon wrote that, You Are One Sad, Strange Little Man. Like that Buzz line. He wrote lines in it.
Yeah. if you know his comedy now, it's out there. Yeah. Watch Toy Story and think about his comedy, you'll see it.
It's true.
Yeah. He's quick-witted, yeah. If anything.
Apparently his idea was for the Rex dinosaur, was his idea.
Oh yeah.
That's I really don't cool. know Toy Story.
You know Hanks? They're still using lines that he recorded back in 95 for Toy Story today.
Really?
Like, he just had so much dialogue.
There's a snake in my boots.
just shit that he said, that he just ad-libbed. They still have everything, like, recorded, and they just keep using it.
I read, like, a meme about how they give Tom Hanks all the good lines or something like that. Tim Allen said that. Like, Buzz Lightyear doesn't say anything meaningful in any of the movies. It's always fucking Woody.
I mean, he's the main character. Buzz is just there to...
Man, I never put together that Andy has no idea that the toys are alive through three movies.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It's perfect.
Anyway, Iron Giant. Do you guys celebrate this movie?
No.
Never seen it.
Brad Bird.
I saw it once.
Directed.
You played it for me at the Hanley House, and I liked it, but I don't have a love for it.
I put it on for you? Well, watch it with Desmond.
Yeah.
Max, every time he sees a fucking tall metal structure, he calls it Iron Giant. I have no idea why. Hmm. Iron Giant. And he calls it, he's like, I'm Superman. that's the whole point of that fucking movie. There's so many parallels. They did it to, there was a movie recently. They're like, oh, it's just them doing their Iron Giant. Like, it's become, like, not a cliche, but it's like a staple. Like, oh, it's this guy's Iron Giant. So it's really great.
Like an archetype?
Yeah, yeah. I forget what fucking movies we're talking about. I don't remember. It's over. This episode's done.
I had one more movie. And it's the movie I can't decide if I really like the title or hate the title.
I want to hear it.
There's only one movie that fit this category, and it's Days of Future Past.
I don't like it. It's really comic booky. It doesn't make any sense at all. It does sound cool, though.
But it's not... Okay, yeah. Sounds cool. Hits that mark. Comic booky's a good thing. And I'm like, if I understand that title, it could be perfectly appropriate. But it also could just be nonsense. And I don't understand it well enough to know whether it's nonsense or perfect. What does that mean?
People, you know what? Future past, I could almost understand because, like, they take the current future... And then go into the past of that current future and try and change it, right?
Days of future past. It's not days of future current past.
No, but they take the current future. They take their timeline and go into the past of that timeline and try to build a new timeline.
But shouldn't it be called Days of the Past or Days of the Current Past?
Well, I mean, I guess. But the whole idea is...
That's where I'm not sure.
When they go into the past, it's like, here's the projection of the future that we know. So if we stay, if we don't change something, that's what your future is going to be. And it's like,
okay, sure.
Based on that future, we're traveling back.
Trying to avoid everyone dying, right? Because they kind of set that up in the beginning. Everyone dies.
Yeah.
Earns the hit.
So it's like they, because the way they describe it, actually, there's a lot of, there's not a lot, but there's a really cool time travel mythology in that movie.
Yeah.
Beast explains it as like, it's a current. Like, it's always going on the same path, and you can throw a fucking boulder or a pebble in the current, and it'll disrupt it, but it's still going to travel on the same path. You cannot change where it's going to go. And I know, like, no other movies have done that. It's always been Back to the Future or Terminator. Where, like, the multiple timelines, or, like, you affect one continuous timeline, which is Back to the Future.
I think you're being narrow-sighted, but lots of...
No, I mean, Terminator is multiple timelines, am I wrong? That's why Judgment Day is inevitable. And that's why, like, there's so many different, like...
There are plenty of time travel examples out there to contradict what you're saying.
Well, Looper, Looper is always the same. Looper is always the same continuous path.
Okay.
So I guess they agree with Days of Future Past? But I guess the interesting thing about Days of Future Past is they never commit to, like, knowing which one is true or not. It's just, here's the perspective from Hank McCoy's mind. He's like, oh, well, I read a book about time travel and... This is what it said. It's one current path, and you can never change the future. But other things claim that you can, like Terminator and Back to the Future.
Sure. And then they ultimately end up changing the future.
Sure. Yeah. I guess they do. They ultimately end up changing the future. But it's a new... I don't know. Are you interested in this apocalypse movie?
Sure.
I guess it's like an X-Men sequel. Why not?
Yeah, I don't hold X-Men up to the standard I do maybe other Marvel movies.
That's why these comic book movies have no weight to them. It's like, oh, they're gonna make more. It's never gonna end. And when it does, like, you know, the Batman trilogy, it's like, it was a one-off where a superhero story is able to end. But all these other ones are just gonna keep fucking go. No, he's not.
Who's doing it?
What's that?
The Russo brothers have kind of taken over as like the showrunners.
Who does that? What do they
do? They are doing... They did Winter Soldier. They did Winter Soldier, and before that, they did the high-budget Game of Thrones episodes. Like, they would do, like, the episode 9 or 10. They would they would direct those.
Direct?
Yeah, they would direct them. And, yeah, so they did Winter Soldier. They're doing Civil War, and then Avengers 3A and 3B.
Oh, the two fucking movies. Yeah. They're doing the two-movie arc.
They're doing the two-movie ending.
Two-movie cash grab.
Well, I mean, I don't mind. I wish they would just call it two different things.
Infinity War
1,
Infinity War again.
Yeah, like, it's clear that... I guess it's one story.
It's just a cash grab. That's all it is.
But
it started
usually,
with fucking Harry Potter. No, but you know what we should do? We can capitalize on making most money possible.
There is no story, though, right? Like, they could call it Infinity War this and something else on the second one, or they could not call the first one Infinity War and it'd be just fine. Like, it's not based on pre-existing material. It is, but not, like, one book. Like, The Hobbit. You know, or, like, or the Harry Potter one is one book, A and B. They tell the first part of the book and the second part of the book. They split the book. But in Infinity War's case, they're not splitting anything.
Yeah, it's all writing, right?
They're just writing new stories. They're calling these part one and part two.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make sense. Like, you're not splitting anything. Why?
Just make another movie.
Just to connect them together.
Or that means they don't have to end one of them. They can end it on a nothing. They don't have to have, like, a beginning, middle, and end.
What's the advantage of that?
I don't know.
Nothing.
What's weird is that they're introducing characters in between those two movies.
I'm okay with that. Some movies introduce a character and...
Like, are those characters going to show up at the... Not in the first one, but in the second one? I don't know. Are you excited for Doctor Strange, by the way? Benedict Cumberbatch is a Marvel superhero?
I just rewatched all of Sherlock, and it is so good.
Yeah. I'm fucking...
And it's... It's not just Cumberbatch. That show is just brilliant. The way it's
And Martin Freeman is in Civil War. So fucking really? Both Sherlock stars are now Marvel movie. They're in Marvel movies.
That should be cool. To be honest,
it's so weird how they've like.
I don't think
everybody's been in one of these movies.
It could flop.
Which one?
Just by throwing Cumberbatch into Doctor Strange, I don't. Fine. It's not.
It's got to be better than Ant Man.
Cumberbatch is a perfect fit for Sherlock, but I can see him failing. Like he was cool in Star Trek actually, but I'm not like I don't get geeked about him yet.
I would say of all like the popular franchises he's in, Star Trek was cool, but there was no reason it had to be him. Sherlock, I can't see anybody else.
Absolutely.
Let's cap it. It's been an hour and a half.
Yeah. There we go. Episode 120.
Another great conversation.
That was not a 20-minute segment, but...
Orange went out.
Orange went out.